You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I think it moved.
It moved.
It hits different. Week 16, NFL Sunday. Nick Costos and the Glassman here with you. You better, you bets countdown to kickoff. Glassman will roll through every single game on the board in BetMGM rotation number. And let us begin, my friends, with the Bills and the Browns in Cleveland. And for Buffalo, it feels like the literal and figurative Red Sea is parted for them in the postseason, with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs obviously out. What do we have for today with Buffalo at Cleveland?
Yeah, right now, Bills 10.5-point favorite at BetMGM, plus 100, too, so you can get them at even money if you want to lay the points. And then the total is at 40.5. The total is what dropped this week. It opened up about 43.5, two best passing defenses in the NFL. Obviously, late December game in Cleveland is now dropped to 40.5. So we've seen about 2.5-3 points moving on the total.
All right, so that's Buffalo and Cleveland. But in terms of side and total, how do you want to bet this game, Peach, if at all?
I think I'm going to stay away. I would probably look at Buffalo in the second half. I think we've seen a trend with Cleveland the last few weeks where the defense is fighting early. Shador isn't giving them much. And then they get to the second half, whether it's against Chicago last week, San Francisco the week before. And it's just kind of these teams are running away with it. I think the Bills are going to be able to do the same. So if you want to bet the Browns, I'd maybe only look at the first half. But I think the best bet is probably Bills second half. I think they pull away third, fourth quarter.
Yeah, we've started to see the Browns defense, which has been great this season, and Myles Garrett's probably going to break the sack record. In all likelihood, is going to break the sack record, but they have been trampled on the ground the last couple weeks, the Browns have. Last week by the Bears, 2 weeks ago by the Tennessee Titans. I fear this may be a huge James Cook game. I don't anticipate placing a bet, but if I had to, Bills and the under, and we've seen the under come down a couple points, even from where it was just a couple days ago and this morning. All right. We go to Dallas, PJ, where the Cowboys were officially eliminated from playoff contention with Philadelphia's win last night in Washington, as Dallas hosts 10-4 LA, the Chargers here. knocking the Chiefs out of the playoffs last week. Justin Herbert not 100% healthy. What do we got with the Cowboys and the Bolts in Dallas?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it. With Dallas being eliminated from winning the division, that line has dropped from 2.5 to 1.5. They're now minus 120 on the money line. We've also seen the total move up. It was 49.5 the whole week. Now it's up to 50.5. And I think that would be my play. Nick would probably be the over in the game. We've seen Dallas's defense start to regress back to what they were early on in the season. And I think that they're going to be able to score points on this Chargers defense. I think Dak has a pretty good day. So I think that that game could be a shootout. I lean towards the over there.
I like the under a little bit. I think the Chargers offense is so bad right now. I don't trust the Chargers against an offense that can actually score on them. Like a couple weeks ago, right, the Monday night game against the Eagles, Jalen Hurts turned it over 5 times. Last week, like, the Chiefs offense has been so incompetent and impotent all season. Say what you want about Dallas, and we've said a lot. I think they're going to be able to score in this game. Maybe not like 40 points, but I think they'll score enough. I really like the Cowboys. So Dallas, one of my favorite bets today to win and cover against the Chargers. Speaking of those Kansas City Chiefs, PJ, this is the first game in the post-Mahomes era this season. Mahomes obviously expected back next year, but Gardner Minshew starts for Kansas City. No Rashee Rice, no Tyquan Thornton, no Trent McDuffie as the Chiefs visit Cam Ward and the Tennessee Titans.
So this was a fascinating one because of the Mahomes injury, obviously. Nick, before the Chargers game last week, Kansas City on the look-ahead line was 11.5. And now we're obviously at Kansas City -3, and there were some 2.5s that were popping up the last few days. But now it looks like we're settling at 3. The total also dropped from when we thought it was going to be Mahomes, 41.5, to now being 37.5. So it's really the big question of this game is the motivation for the Chiefs because they're eliminated. And then how many points do you adjust the line with all the injuries that you were talking about?
I think what's so interesting right now, just from the movement this morning and just knowing this because I did the show on WFAN in New York earlier this morning, it looked like this was going to come off 3 a couple hours ago. The number was 3, but juiced heavily towards the Titans. And now we're 3 juiced towards Kansas City. So I don't think the 2.5 is going to pop here, PJ. And my hope was that it would go down to 2.5 and lay the Kansas City Chiefs here. Just because, like, you know, the Titans, like, literally never win and never cover numbers here. If it goes to 3.5 and that's the direction we're headed at this moment, would that make you want to do something? Like, give us your betting opinion on this game.
No, it would only be Chiefs for me, like you said. The amount of money I've lost on the Titans the last couple years, I've kind of sworn them off. And it's funny to kind of see a bunch of people be on them this week, and I understand, but there are so many spots where the Titans have been in this situation where they never come through. So like you, it would be Kansas City or nothing for me.
And what's funny is you said that you've lost all this money on Tennessee this year. I haven't lost enough yet on the Chiefs. I'd like to lose more. I don't think I'm going to get the opportunity to lose more, thankfully, but if it goes to 2.5, I will place a bet on Kansas City. 2.5. All right. This one's fascinating. Bengals and the Dolphins in Miami. T. Higgins going to play for Cincinnati. Tua Tagovailoa benched. Quinn Ewers, the 7th-round rookie out of Texas, who we last saw starting for Texas against Ohio State in the college football playoff semi last year. So Cincy at Miami. And just, PJ, before you tell us what's going on in the game, this is probably Exhibit A in why you, the person watching and you, the person listening, you don't have to be a professional bettor to know where the market's moving sometimes, right? We're doing You Better You Bet on Tuesday, or before we come on the air at 4 o'clock Eastern, Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel says the quarterback play was not good enough last night, meaning Monday night when the Dolphins lost to Pittsburgh, and all options are on the table. I said to you on the show that day, this means they're benching Tua. Like, Tua's not playing this week, and he's done for the season. So when we get to tomorrow, and it's announced that it's Zach Wilson or Quinn Ewers, like, what do you think the point spread's going to be? It was Cincy 2.5 at the time. So hopefully people were able to make that bet. We bet Cincinnati -2.5 in the moment. Where do we stand right now, PJ, with Cincy at Miami?
Yeah, it's 3.5 at BetMGM, but there are still a lot of 4s out there. There's even a 4.5, 2 on the Bengals today in Miami. And then the total has dropped as well with Tua being benched and you were starting. It was 50.5. Now it's kind of settling at about 47.5, 48 for the total. Like you said, the Bengals early on in the week, that was the time to get them when they were 1.5, 2, because now it looks like best number you're getting if you want to lay it with Cincinnati, 3.5.
Anything you want to do here?
I like Miami if you could still get them at four, because I don't think there should be this big of an adjustment for Tua and Ewers. I think Ewers is just right-handed Tua. I mean, they're both guys that are statues. They can't really move. They don't have much zip on the ball. And the Bengals, man, like, after the performance last week against Baltimore, Burrow's comments before that game, this is not a team that I want to bet right now, especially laying four on the road. It'd be Miami or nothing for me.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'd still bet Cincinnati.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
But I have 2.5, so I don't have to make that decision. You better, you bet. Week 16 NFL Sunday. Nick Costos, PJ Glasser rolling through all the games on the board today. Well, I have been betting the New Orleans Saints as of late, PJ, and perhaps our audience has as well. And they've been winning, and they've been covering. Bit of a different story, though, today, though, right, than betting New Orleans as an underdog with where we're sitting as they host Brady Cook, not Tyrod Taylor, not Justin Fields, Brady Cook, Aaron Glenn, and the hapless New York Jets.
Yeah, this line opened up, Saints -4.5, Nick, and they've been taking money all week. They're now at 6.5. I don't think we're going to get a 7, so I think it's going to stay 6.5. And then the total, been 40.5 the entire week. But you mentioned it with the Saints, and I actually really like the Jets today, and I took them on the money line at +230 because I like fading these teams like the Saints, who are not used to being favorites and laying this kind of chalk and fading them. We saw Atlanta earlier this year when they were laying 6.5 against the Dolphins. They lost outright. We saw the Panthers lay 5.5 at home against the Saints. They lost outright. So New Orleans, after a couple of wins back-to-back as dogs, now you get them as a touchdown favorite. I think the Jets are live in that game today. So I took a piece of them at +230.
You've got more chutzpah than me to take the Jets to win. I don't know if the Jets are going to win with Brady Cook starting. And I've been really impressed with Tyler Shuck. I think he's done enough to be New Orleans week one starting quarterback next year as they continue their rebuild. I'll say this, though, PJ. I would not lay this price with New Orleans. So if I had to bet the game, I would take the points with the Jets. Just like I said introing the game, it's way different taking a team to +2.5 at home, +3 at home, +8 on the road. Now -6.5. Like, this is a bad football team. New Orleans is not good. They might not be the worst team, but they're not good. And they're laying almost 6.5 against another NFL team. I can't get there. Maybe I'll end up with a small bet on the Jets. I don't know if the Jets are going to win the game, but I respect you for the guts to make that wager.
Rolling with the Jets. Again, I just think that's too many points. 4.5, I understand. Now that the Saints are 6.5, that's just way too many.
Yep. So that's the Jets and the Saints. All right, well, let's talk about my crappy football team. PJ, what do we have with the Minnesota Vikings visiting my pathetic 2-12 New York football Giants?
Yeah, Vikings, they were 1.5 on the look-ahead line. Then they pull off the upset against Dallas. They get up to 3. We saw some Giants money come in the last couple of days. And Minnesota painted right now -2.5 at the Giants today. We're also seeing the total drop, Nick. It was 43.5. Now we're down to 42. There are even some 41.5s out there as well. So people expecting a low-scoring game. And Minnesota, again, -2.5. I stayed away from this game. It would probably be Minnesota or nothing for me. They just have such a distinct coaching advantage. I mean, KOC and Flores against the Giants, like that in itself under a field goal would lean me towards Minnesota. But coming off that big upset, McCarthy is a road favorite. That ultimately just, I couldn't get to the window with the Vikings.
Yeah, I bet Minnesota in the game. And the reason why has nothing to do with Minnesota. And everything to do with the Giants. Same reason why I bet Washington last week. The Giants are rotten. Rotten. They suck. And it's not just on field. It's everything about it sucks. The players are terrible. The coaches are terrible. The front office is terrible. Everything is bad. It's like what Usher said in Confessions Part 1. Everything that they've been doing is all bad. It's brutal. They lose every game. Mike Kafka, he's like me, thinks dropping a ton of F-bombs is going to make him look cool. Here's what I've been saying this week. It's a little out of order, but it's a better acronym. VCR. Vikings, Cowboys, Raiders, even though it's Vikings, Raiders, Cowboys. Giants fans, this is what we want. Lose the next 3 games. Leave no doubt. Like what happens if they win the next 3 games? Like, does Kafka come back? Does Joe Shane come back? They have to lose. Lose all 3. Don't root for a win. Remember a couple years ago on Monday Night Football when all you idiots out there, and yes, I'm calling Giants fans, you are idiots if you thought this. I said it at the time. I love you. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. But you're dumbasses. Remember, when the Giants beat the Packers on Monday Night a couple years ago with Tommy DeVito and everyone loved doing the Italian hand symbol, right? It was so much fun. You know what would have been more fun? Having Drake May or Jaden Daniels at quarterback. But no, had to win a meaningless game. Let's lose the next 3. Root for losses. 2-15. Leave no doubt. Everyone fired. #1 pick in the draft. Trade down. Accumulate assets. Rebuild the team. And it starts today with the Vikings win. And they're not going to win because the Giants are trying to lose. The Giants are just organically terrible. Give me Minnesota -2.5 today at my New York football Giants. PJ, last game in the 1 o'clock window, not quite a de facto NFC South title game, but pretty close to it. These two teams will play again in week 18 as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers off their Thursday night meltdown about 10 days ago against the Atlanta Falcons visit Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers. What do we got with Tampa at Carolina?
Yeah, Tampa opened -2.5 early in the week. It's been 3 ever since Wednesday, and that total has been painted 45 throughout the week. So no movement in the total, but it's pretty much been 3 with Carolina, who's been really good at home this season, especially as an underdog. I really like Tampa today, though, Nick. The Bucs are in the same spot that the Ravens have been in the last few weeks, where the Ravens lost those 2 divisional games at home against Cincy and Pittsburgh. Then they go on the road for a divisional game, and they smoked the Bengals last week. Bucs, 2 straight home divisional losses against New Orleans and Atlanta, go on the road for a 3rd straight divisional game. I like getting the Bucs in kind of this buy-low opportunity, getting the extended rest. Bowles called out the team after that loss against Atlanta. I think they're focused. I think they go into Carolina and take care of business. I like the Bucs quite a bit today, -3.
Do you want to wait to see if it goes to 2.5? Do you feel like we're going to hang out at 3 here until kickoff coming up in about 90 minutes?
There is a 2.5 out there, but it's juice like -130. So I think, you know, you can bet the 2.5. It's going to be heavily juiced. I'm good with just laying the 3 at a short price, -102.
I like Carolina plus the points. Has to be a full 3, though. I just don't know if there's that big of a difference between these teams, PJ, even if I think the Bucs are the better team. And I think the best unit on the field, now with all the receivers back and healthy, is the Tampa offense. I just think it's just really hard for me to trust Tampa right now. Maybe Tampa wins. If they do, I don't think it's by more than 3. All right. We'll take a quick break, and on the other side, we'll begin to roll through the 4 o'clock Eastern Time slate of games, which features the Jaguars and the Broncos. Massive game in the AFC playoff picture as far as home field advantage is concerned. We'll also bring you the actives and inactives, including a healthy scratch in Buffalo for the Bills. It's all coming up next to wrap up hour number one, countdown to kickoff, Week 16, NFL Sunday.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.